It has been a year of expansion for the South Island Prosperity Partnership, Greater Victoria's Economic Development Agency, and that's good news for the entire region, said CEO Emily de Rosenroll. De Rosenroll noted that SIP officially launched the Centre for Ocean Applied Sustainable Technologies and the Indigenous Prosperity Centre this year. We also added 3 executive directors and doubled our staff to steer that expansion and take advantage of new opportunities for the South Island region. At its annual general meeting on June 14, SIP released its Leadership by Listening Impact Report and welcomed new board member Robert Middleman, Acting Dean, Faculty of Management, Royal Roads University. Board Chair Frank Beauray also thanked outgoing board members Jeff Wilmshurst and Lindalee Brome for their service. SIP's 2023-2024 board also includes Vice Chair Jennifer Vornbrock, Executive Director of Community and Government Relations at UVic, Keir Portress, owner of Portress Consulting Group, Suzanne Thiessen, Assistant Professor of Indigenous Community Development at UVic, Peter Cowan, co-founder Innovation Asset Collective and founder and principal consultant at Northworks IP, Santara Ross, Director of Finance and Administration at Beacon Community Services, Tony Payne, Senior Vice President at British Columbia Investment Management Corporation, Suzanne Bradbury, co-owner Fort Properties Limited, Basma Majorby, Associate Professor Gustafson School of Business, UVic, and development-led, Vancouver Island Impact Investing Hub, V3 Hub, and Terry Gunning, Senior Managing Partner at DXC Technology. South Island Prosperity Partnership is an example of successful collaboration in action, says Beauray. SIP looks at the South Island economy through a regional lens, knowing that what benefits one part of the region benefits us all, raising us all up to create a future of prosperity. WestJet adds COMAX to Toronto. The COMAX Valley Airport announced the return of WestJet's non-stop summer service to Toronto starting on June 24 and every Saturday through to the fall. Non-stop service really benefits visitors traveling between Canada's largest city and our community, bringing Toronto within mere hours of our airport, COMAX Valley Airport CEO Mike Atkins said in a statement. We expect this summer to be a very busy one, and I encourage travelers to book early to ensure the best fares and route options. Air Canada's summer schedule has also increased out of COMAX, with additional flights to Vancouver and across North America. We are fortunate to enjoy increased service from both of our main carriers again this summer, said Atkins. More frequency provides better connections, helping travelers on their way swiftly to worldwide destinations. Marketing Group wins award. Destination Greater Victoria has won an international award for global impact when it comes to initiatives on fostering sustainability. The award from Destinations International, which will be presented July 18 in Dallas, Texas, was largely based on Destination Greater Victoria's 4-year commitment to the Impact Sustainability Travel and Tourism Initiative, which stages annual conferences in Victoria. Destination Greater Victoria co-founded and helped pay for and organize the events. Partners are Synergy Enterprises, Tartan Bond Integrated Communications and Stairboard Enterprises.